joined now by the top dog, Hanford Dixon. And, Hanny, we are so close now to the start of training camp. And as much as the discussion is about the quarterback position and how that's going to work out and how this new offense will play out, how the new defensive scheme is going to play out, there are really some intense position battles going on this football team, and the bulk of them take place on defense. The two areas that I know you're going to have your eye on when camp starts next week are that cornerback spot opposite Joe Hayden and the safety spot opposite T.J. Ward.
Well, first of all, Vic, I want to say, can I sing a little bit? Here we go, Brownies. Here we go, roof, roof. Here we go, Brownies. Roof, roof. And when I'm saying that, I cannot believe, or can you? Can you believe already? It's here already. We're back into this thing.
It's hard to imagine, and you know, we're doing things now in our new digs, the studio. We are thrilled to have this going on. A lot of exciting things happening, and then Thursday camp opens, and we've got a lot of stuff to sort out on this football field too.
Well, you're right, and it's just funny. I just get goosebumps this time of year because the start of training camp, and it just gets me going. And you, believe it or not, I think I've told you this one time or two. During training camp time, I call myself trying to get in tip-top shape because this is the training time. And when you get ready, even though I know I don't have to be in the shape but that these guys are going to be in when they start training camp. But you're right, Vic, to answer your question. We have some questions we have to get answered, and especially on that side of the ball, talking about the defense. Talking with Joe, I just know he's hyped and he's ready to go this season. He's still feeling bad about what happened last year, and even though he came back and he had a great year, but he want to have an even better year this year, and he's going into his fourth or fifth year, I forget now.
Into the fourth season.
In his fourth season, and he's really, really, really this year going to show those leadership qualities that he has. And he and T.J. Ward are two of our main guys back there in that secondary, but you're right, we have some questions that we have to answer at the safety position and also at the corner position. Who's going to start opposite of Joe Hayden? And I tell Joe, I wish I can go and play with you, my friend, but you look at me out there after a while, you tell me to go back to sit my butt on that bench over there. But we have some candidates that I think can fill the role. And I think in training camp, what's going to happen is the cream is just going to rise to the top.
Let's look at that. Let's break that down. Okay. Let's start with Leon McFadden, the rookie, third round draft pick,
right,
and a guy who comes in here with credentials of being a very bright player, a player who could hit the ground running, I think, because he knows what he's doing, and athletically definitely has that going for him. Doesn't have the greatest in the way of height, but you saw signs in indicators during the offseason that he might be able to make that transition well.
Well, you did see signs, and we saw signs, but you look at when you talk about his hike, and you and I both know Frank Minifield, for instance, wasn't the tallest guy, but we know what type of player he was. You're talking about a Pro Bowl cornerback, a guy that was each and every year right there, shut down corner. And I think one of the strongest points about his game is his man-to-man coverage. Everybody knows that he's a great cover guy. He's a great man-to-man cover guy, and that's what we're going to need in the scheme of things, or the scheme of the defense that we're going to play this year. We're going to need someone to cover. And also what I like about him, Vic, he's not afraid to come up and put a hit on you. He will come up and just let it fly. I mean, he'll put that headgear on you and tackle you. So, Frank and I, that was one of our strong points too. Not only were we just great cover guys, we're also guys that that can hit. But I like McFadden. I mean, I really do. I think he would be my pick as the guy right now that would just take over that position, but it's not going to be something we're going to give it to him. I mean, he's going to have to earn it, and I think he's up for the task, and that's what training camp is all about.
So address that, the idea of taking a corner, taking this spot that you know so well as a rookie and throwing him in there and saying, just swim. I mean, if you believe in the talent, then you would do this, of course, because you know that the guy can ultimately respond. But you also know he's not ready for so many things. So how do you balance that out when you make a decision to just take a young player like that and push him out there?
Well, mentally, you know, to play that position, already you have to be strong. I remember me coming in back in the 1981 season, not long ago. It seemed like a long time, but it's not too long. But me coming in the 81 season, and as a rookie, I pretty much had the same thing happen to me. I had to sink or swim. And at that cornerback position, and I'm sure McFadden, and you know, and we'll learn whether or not he really has, he's got to have a short memory. Meaning, you know, you are playing against world-class athletes, talking about those wide receivers each and every week. And it's not like college where you maybe could take a week off. You have to be ready to go each and every week because you're lined up against the best. And sometimes they're going to beat you. I mean, they're going to beat you sometimes, but you have to have a short memory. You have to know that and understand that. But where it comes in at, as a young defensive back, you go back, you look at your film, you know why they beat you, you understand why they beat you, and you learn from that mistake. And you come back and you said, okay, you did it one time, but it's not going to happen to me again. And he's not. And if he's the guy, hopefully, that we think he is, he's going to do nothing but get better and better.
Hanford Dixon, the top dog, here with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Hanford, the other players who are going to be in this conversation, certainly for the cornerback spot, because besides figuring out that starting position,
right,
you're also looking at a slot
right,
player. So Chris Owens has got some experience. He saw some time there working with the ones. He brings, you know, 5 years of experience with him to this team, and they brought him in as a free agent. And then you got Buster Skrin, and we know the story on Buster, who comes into his third year on this football team, and speed, aggressiveness, all those things. So they're in the conversation, and they're in the mix to start there. How do you see it maybe playing out with one of those guys ending up as a slot guy if we go by the discussion right now that McFadden ends up being a starter?
Well, here's the interesting part about this whole thing. You know, I look at Buster, and I think Buster is coming in here with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder this year. We gave Buster a new contract. You know, there's a lot of talk out there that he didn't perform the way he was supposed to perform. You know, we wanted him to take over that starting job on the other corner, and it just really never panned out. Buster's always done a really good job in the slot. I mean, he's been able to get in there, and you know, he's always a guy that will compete, Vic. You know that. He'll jump in there and he will go at it. Now, we know he could play that slot position, but that's where it's going to be interesting coming on the outside for that starting opposite of Joe Hayden, whether it's going to be Buster, whether it's going to be McFadden, whether it's going to be Owings, either one of those guys, the cream has to rise to the top. One of those guys have to take over that starting job. And I think what's going to happen once one of those guys, the coaches decide who is going to be starting opposite of Joe Hayden, then we go and we work on the inside, because you can never have too much talent at the cornerback position. As you know, you have different offenses. They come out in multiple sets on us today.
Right.
And we have to have a lot of cover guys. And that's, again, training camp. That's what it's all about.
You're right to figure those things out. And figuring out safety, I think, is very intriguing, because Tayshawn Gibson gave us a lot to think about last year as a rookie, right? And I like the instincts. I like the aggressiveness. I like the intelligence. I mean, he seems to be a guy who is a student of this game. And when you watched him in offseason workouts, you rarely saw him in a bad place. And the feedback I got from the coaches is that they were impressed, this new coaching staff looking at him, impressed with the things he showed there. So how do you see it maybe playing out at this position? The other guy is Johnson Batamosi, who would be somebody to look at. And then we don't know what Jamora Slaughter from Notre Dame is all about, the other rookie who is coming back from that Achilles. And I guess we got to see physically how ready he is to perform. But the indications are he will be come next week.
Well, again, the position is, you know, I think Gibson has the end on the other safety position. Again, I like the kid. I like him. Again, he's very smart, and you have to be at that position because you have to make sure that all the defensive backs, everybody is aligned where they're supposed to be. And even if there's a different formation where you have to change it and get them into a different spot, you have to be able to recognize that. So you have to be intelligent to play that position. And he's shown pretty much that he's able to do that. But we need him also to step it up a notch. And but that's where TJ is going to have to come in because TJ, I think has just been playing since he's been here. I think he's just obviously he's had some injuries, but other than that, I think he's been giving us pretty much everything and then some. And I think this is a big year for him also, and it's going to be important for him to grab those safeties now because he is a leader also. This is going into his fourth season. He is a leader also, and he's got to grab those guys by the hand and say, Hey, we have big expectations this year. This is a different football team. This is a football team that expect to win. And again, you know my old saying, when you expect to win, you find a way to win. And it's going to be fun. And that's why I said I wanted to sing at the beginning when I came on. You know, here we go, Brownies, here we go. Because again, I have goosebumps. I know you have goosebumps. Oh, yeah. And we are excited about the expectation of where this team can go this year.
Hanford, great as always. And we will talk to you soon, my friend.
You got it. Woo!
He is Hanford Top Dog Dixon, and he joins us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.